USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary.
The city is prepared. We're not waiting for the storm to hit. We have already begun working 24/7 to be ahead of the curve and to be ready as soon as the storm reaches our shores.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said at a news conference that the city has deep experience responding to crisis situations. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria made similar comments at a separate news conference.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring and ensure the safety of all San Diegans.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. A new poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now tied with conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy for second place in the GOP primary field. An Emerson College poll finds growing support for Ramaswamy among younger voters as DeSantis registered a big drop from the 21% he held in June. You may be seeing less of Donald Trump this week.
Former President Trump is suggesting he won't participate in the first Republican primary debate. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said his poll numbers are extraordinary as he's polling well ahead of the other Republican candidates and questioned why he would make an appearance. Trump's opponents, meanwhile, have pressed the former president to attend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
If he believes he's the best person to go against Joe Biden, then show up on Wednesday night and stop being such a coward.
Trump says also that Monday's scheduled news conference, in which he planned to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening on the advice of his lawyers. I'm Michael Kastner.
The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing. Christopher Worrell was convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. Green vowed to rebuild Lahaina and said, "It will take years of work and billions of dollars, but we are committed to this effort, and together we will meet this challenge." After crashing on their last attempt, India is getting ready again to land on the moon.
India's space agency is releasing images of the lunar surface as its Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft approaches the south pole of the moon. The black and white video released Thursday shows a close-up of craters in an area where the lunar lander is scheduled for touchdown on August 23rd. Chandrayaan-2 crashed on the moon back in 2019, eventually blamed on a software glitch. The goals of this lander are to make a safe, soft landing, rover roving on the moon's surface, and on-location scientific experiments. I'm Lance Pry.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is one for the record books. A new report shows the tour likely brought in over $2 billion from North American ticket sales alone, which would make it the highest grossing tour ever. The previous record holder went to Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which raked in over $887 million between 2018 and this year. And Sweden is the bronze medal winner of the 2023 Women's World Cup. The Swedes defeated tournament co-host Australia 2-0 in the third place match Saturday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.